Hey, I want to probe a little bit into the brachos, the brachos of Yaakov, which are very, 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 very intriguing. Okay. As one thing, somebody asked me, Glenn asked me a question before we get started. I mean, I just want to mention. He says, I mentioned in the shiur about the importance of analyzing oneself. And just before we get started, maybe there's just one point I want to mention about that. And that is, I mean, of course, I don't remember which year Glenn was referring to, but...
The location of the conflict.
Okay, whatever, but it may not have to do with this, but directly, but I think it's just something that, you know, even the Osiliyodan name of Bamilsa. The thing is that the guideline in perfection, the guideline, of course, is the system of Torah, the system of Tayyad. And the proper way for a person to analyze himself is to review, I mean, to review in one's mind the activities that one was engaged in during the day, and to reflect and see, you know, how they stand, I mean, insofar as the halacha, insofar as the system of tayag is concerned. And if there is any deviation, so then the person has to look into themselves, into their own inner motivations and weaknesses and distortions of the personality, and try to correct them. But there's just one thing. There's just one thing I think that's extremely important, and that is, in doing that, one must be aware that there's one thing I think that is probably the most difficult aspect of that, and that is that Adam Karav Etzel Atzmo. Chazal saying Adam Robin Agas Atzmo. That there is a certain type of consciousness of the self which is a false one. Okay? There's a certain kind of consciousness of oneself that one has, which is perhaps a necessary psychological phenomenon, because a person can't, of course, always be down on themselves. So a person feels, you know, favorably towards what type of person they are. Everybody feels that they're a good person. And this is something which is a psychological property of the mind. And as I said, it's necessary in order for a person to function. Because if you think, you know, a person thinks of himself as being evil, I mean, he simply can't function. But you have to go beyond the psychological mechanisms when one is doing an honest analysis of themselves. And what I'm saying is that it must be possible for a person in analyzing themselves, it must be possible for a person to be able to look at themselves as they would an evil individual. Okay? It must be possible for a person. If a person doesn't have the capacity to do that, then I don't believe that they could really ever make any headway in terms of their own analysis of their own motivations. Person must be able to do that. He must be able to look at himself as he would another individual that committed something that's horrible, and be able to say, I did this horrible thing. And I may have mentioned that in the Tshuva of David HaMelech with Atohish. I mean, that's an extremely significant element. That while we recognize a person can't walk around thinking like that, because psychologically, it's impossible for a person to function. And everybody thinks that they're a good person. It's a natural feeling that an individual has. It's a psychological mechanism. And that's something which you can't live without, you can't function without, but that's fine for common functioning. But in analysis of the self, a person must be able to go beyond that, to see beyond that point, and be able to realize that it is possible that they did something which is completely horrible, and they are that person which they look at. That's the whole idea of ato ish, means when you look at that other person, that with the mashal with Nasan Anavi, that other Ashir, is very easy to say. Chai Hashem ki ben mavaso. But to say that about the self is extremely difficult. But you have to realize that the reason why people can't say that about themselves is because of the psychological mechanism, which is a tremendous barrier. But in a real honest analysis of oneself, one must be able to go beyond the psychological mechanism and be able to recognize in themselves something which they would consider absolutely evil and vile, and they must be able to say that I committed that. I am that person. And that's really, that I think is an essential element in tshuva. If the person cannot go beyond that, and then that's the whole idea of a Talmud Chacham, really. A Talmud Chacham is a person that functions in a different way, internally, in a different way. I would say, of all the ingredients, I would say that is probably the most salient of all the ingredients necessary for a true Talmud Chacham, to be able to do that, to have that capacity to do that. And if a person doesn't have the capacity to go beyond the psychological mechanism, I don't think they can really do an honest analysis of themselves. Must be able to recognize what is a psychological mechanism which we utilize in terms of this existence, and it's necessary. It's like Rav Moshe Zatzal one time said, a Beis HaKfaris, he said that the person would think about their ultimate fate all the time, they wouldn't be able to continue. But he said, no, the Eibishter gave a person a Kayach HaShikcha, called a Kayach HaShikcha. It's true. But that's a mechanism which a person has, and you can't on a constant basis function with constantly looking at that ultimate reality, unless you're really a truly great person. And that's really the objective of Kol HaTorah Kula, is to produce a person and an individual who goes beyond the psychological type of existence and lives in the ultimate world of reality and recognizes, like the Rambam. Like the Rambam said, the Rambam wrote the king. He says that the king was complaining, he has this problem, that problem. So the Rambam says that if a person, once a person knows he's physically going to deteriorate and die one day, and he says, once you accept that, he says, then nothing can be broken. What can be bad? Yeah, that's for the Rambam. That's a valid, cogent argument. I don't think the king was able to comforted with that thought. But the point is, a Talmud Chacham may not be able to be on that level at all times. I don't think every Talmud Chacham can be on that level at all times. But you must be able to go at times. They will penetrate into reality. I mean, that's really the whole, we spoke about it many times, the whole philosophy of Yahadis is that way. The idea of mezuzah means moments where you can penetrate into ultimate reality. And that includes the ability to be able to see oneself as an absolute Russian. You have to be able to do it. If you can't do it, then you really can never have an honest evaluation of the self. And I don't think you can correct things, because most people cannot get, if you can't get out of that framework, you're always going to distort things and you'll never see the truth concerning yourself. Have to be able to do that. You have to be able to recognize, to know what is evil in general, and to be able to recognize it in oneself as well. That was his name. That's the thing I wanted to do there. Okay. All right. Ready? Yeah.
In that sense,
that's a different Chazal. I mean, Chazal speak on different planes with regard to different areas, and you have to know exactly what they're referring to. That's a different thing. That's specifically with regard to Perek Gimel and Hilchos Teshuvah in the Rambam, and that isn't so far as the din, like the Ramban says. There are two dinim. One din is the din insofar as the olam is concerned, and one din is the din insofar as an individual is concerned at the time of his death. When he departs, that's the ultimate din. But that din is different than the din on Rosh Hashanah. When Chazal say, La'olam yiro adam es atzmo, chetzi chayev v'chetzi zakai, that's with regard to the din of Rosh Hashanah. Because if he does one mitzvah, is a hitul is kol olam lekaf schus, and one aver is hitul is kol olam lekaf chova. So that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Different realms and different areas where the person has to think in different terms. That's insofar as the din of this world is concerned. But insofar as tshuva, real tshuva, is concerned, that you're dealing with the ultimate din. And in the ultimate din, you have to be able to see yourself as an absolute Russian. The ultimate thing. You have to have that capacity. If you don't have the capacity, then you can never really do tshuva. Because there's a part of a person's narcissism that blocks that out. And if you can't go beyond that, then you really can't get to the truth. Okay.
Someone move the phone closer, please.
How's that? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, could you hear?
Yes.
Okay, you missed that part, what I said up to now?
No, we're over here.
Okay, good.
Sure.
All right. Now, let's see. All right. What I want to do, I just want to answer today the question that the Rashbam, very disturbing, Rashbam's question on Don Yodin Amo. Okay, I think I mentioned it last week in passing, but I wanted to give the answer. The pasuk says in Vayichi, Don Yodin Amo ka'achat shiftei Yisrael, Yidon nochash alei derech shifon alei orach, Hanoshech ikve Yisus vayipo roch vo ocho, Lishuoscho kivisi arishem. Okay. Lishuoscho kivisi arishem. Yeah. So Rashi says that refers to Shimshon HaGibor. Yeah, Ramban talks about it. Ramban says it's an amazing thing. He was the most powerful of the Shoftim, and he was the only one that fell into the hands of the enemy. It's an amazing thing. The only one. Yeah. So Rashi says, Don Yodin Amo Yankim Nikmas Amo Mitplishtim. Ke'achat shiftei Yisrael, so there Rashi says, Kol Yisrael yu ke'echor imo. Ves kulam yodin, val shimshon nibo nevuazu. Okay. Yeah, that's a Rashi. Rashi talks about shimshon. He was shifon alei orach, and it has to do with his method of battle, like a guerrilla warfare against the enemy. So the Rashbam says, Don Yodin Amo, so the Rashbam says, I'm a farish al Shimshon, anyone that says this is referring to Shimshon, lo yeda ba'omek pshuto shel mikra klal. He has no understanding of the depth of the pshuto shel mikra at all. Of course, he's referring to his grandfather. So he doesn't mention Rashi, but that's what he's referring to. It's an amazing thing. Lo yeda ba'omek pshuto shel mikra klal. Strong, very strong language. Very strong language, yep. So he says, V'chiyakov bolis nabos al odom shenofo biyad plishtim. Yaakov even came to tell Nevuah about a person, an individual fell in the hands of the plishtim. The inakru es enov. They took out his eyes, and mason plishtim b'inyin raw. Cholilo, cholilo. So it cannot be. Says Achal Shvato Shel Don Nisnabe. Says he's talking about Shevet Don in general. Shehu Maasef L'Chol HaMachanos, because it was the last of the Maasef L'Chol HaMachanos, and the way they moved. V'gam B'Yoshua Ksiv HaMaasef Holech Achar Oron Ulefisha Yoholech Kol HaYomim Bein B'Mei Moshe Bein B'Mei Yeshua Achar Kol HaDgolim. So in the setup of the Dgolim, that was his position. So they were the last ones, so they had a specific position, strategic position in battle. Is baderach linoke min haumos ki giborim hayu. V'kach yom ha'yakov don yodin amo. Yinkom nikmas amo ka'achad kol shiftei Yisrael. Ha'yinoke nikmas amo meshamram meratfeim k'mo yodin Hashem es amo. The Dama Vodav Yikon, the Nakam Yeshua Tzorov. Okay, Kmo Yodin Bagoyim Molek Vios. Ke'achat Kol Shifte Yisrael Oyanokim Nikmasom, Umeshamro Meratfeim, Kmo Ki Yodin Arashem Es Amo. I'm sorry, I went the wrong one. Okay. Yeah, Oyanokim Nikmasom, Umeshamro Meratfeim, No, I'm sorry. Kumar Yodim Bagayim Molik Vios Mochas Rashalas Rabba. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So the so he says that it cannot be referring to Shimshon HaGibor, and his argument seems to be, I mean, a very valid one. A very valid one. I mean, it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's not Pshuto Shel Mikra.
Right. What's the
Pshuto Shel
Mikra? Is it because it ended
badly? I mean, what? He has two criticisms. The first criticism is it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. So anyone that says it doesn't understand Pshuto Shel Mikra is one. The second thing is, he says, what kind of a thing is this? Is to talk about an individual who had a downfall, terrible downfall, and as much as he had a great start, I mean, he was Nazir Alekin Yeled Min HaBetin, and he had a buddy, he didn't exercise his Bechira properly, and with all the wonderful beginning he had, I mean, he had a tragic outcome. So his argument is twofold. First of all, that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra, number one. And secondly, if you're going to choose an individual to be misnabe about in the brachas, that's not the kind of person that you would choose, because he had a terrible downfall. Like Ramban says, he's the only one who shoved him that fell into the most powerful, and the only one that fell into the hands of the enemy. An amazing thing. That's his argument. So his argument is twofold. Yeah. So, in general, I mean, the question, of course, I don't know if we have a resolution, really. The question, of course, is the brachas in general. Strange thing. But from the strangeness, you see that there's something deep going on in these psukim. I mean, something very deep going on in the psukim, and sometimes it's worthwhile just to point that out. I mean, you see, for instance, the brachas, the real Yerusha, it was based on the halacha of Yerusha. But the real Yerusha was a different kind of Yerusha. It wasn't a monetary Yerusha, but yet it took from the system of the monetary. For instance, there's a halacha of a bechor. Halacha of a bechor. Bechor gets pishnayim. A Bechor gets Pishnayim. Who received Pishnayim over here? Yosef received the Pishnayim. It's taken away from Reuven, it was given to Yosef. Because Yosef received the Pishnayim was in the Shvatim, in the Shifteikah. The Pishnayim was in the Shifteikah. They had two Chalakim in the Shvatim. And you see, he wanted to give Yosef, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, that Yaakov Avinu, and I think that we could say that basically the Brachos, the brachos went on two different rails, so to speak. One was Yaakov's personal, his personal relationship. You see, with his sons as one, and then there was something else. The more significant was in terms of the whole future of Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael. Two things, because you see, if you take a look at it, I mean, who got the biggest brachos really? Who got the biggest brachos? Just on the surface. Yosef. Yehuda was second. Yehuda ati yedocha. Gurari Yehuda. Yehuda's true. Yehuda was really very big because he got Malchus. But in terms of the overall, it's interesting, but Yosef really got the most. Yosef first of all got the two halakim, and then in the brachas itself, I mean, you see that Yaakov Vinu's love, original love for Yosef, was never lost. I mean, because you see the brachas where he gave him Bain Paras Yosef, Bain Paras Aleoyin, Bonos Sod Aleshur, Vayamaru Varobu, goes his whole history, Vayestamu Balechitzim, Vateshev Be'eson Kashto. He had the real strong arrow, the strong bow, Vayafozu Zroa Yodov. He got Malucha, wealth, Midei Avir Yaakov, Mishomro, Evin Yisrael, Mekelo Vicho, Viazreko, Ves Shakai, Vivarcheko. Bechos Shemayim Me'ol, Bechos Tomer Vetzes Tochas, Bechos Shalayim V'Rocham, Bechos Avicho, Govro Bechos Oreya, Tavas Givos Olam, Tien L'Rosh Yosef, V'Lekod Kod, V'Nizirechot. So, I mean, you see from the brachas, it's an interesting thing, but the personal element in the brachas are there. And the brachas really originally was the Yisrael Aves Yosef Mikol Bonov, and from the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's interesting, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it comes out. So the brachas really were on two different realms, two different frameworks. One, the realm of the personal is there. There's no question about it. But the basic framework is in terms of the framework of Klal Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting, with all the personal for Yosef, in terms of the future, the way the Shiftei Kah were established, were set up, I mean, it didn't really, he wasn't able to maneuver too much. I mean, Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim, it's true that Yeshua ben Nun came from Ephraim. I mean, that's true. But in terms of the Shvatim, and this is really difficult. I don't have an answer for it exactly. But in terms of the Shvatim, if you look in terms of Shvatim, the main Shvatim were really Yehuda, was Malchus, Lo Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda, Machokeg Mi Bein Raglav. I mean, you'd think it would be the other way. Yosef was the one that, in his lifetime, I mean, he was really the Melech. I mean, he was actually the Melech Mitzrayim and all his accomplishments. But in terms of the future, he wasn't able. Yaakovin wasn't able to change much. I mean, he wasn't able to do much. Yehuda was the one that ultimately really Malchus was to Yehuda, and the second one, which I don't understand really, which is a kasha, bothers me, is Levi. I mean, Shevet Levi is I mean, the most essential component of Klal Yisrael insofar as Shvatim are concerned. It's an interesting thing. And with regard to Levi, Levi got very little in the brachas.
Negative.
Shimon, what?
It was only later on when they took the initiative that was
supposed to be. So you mean later? Levi appeared later. That would be good, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim doesn't say that Levi emerged later. He says, what's Lashon Ram there in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim? Yeah, but I think he said, let me see the Lashon. I may be wrong. I think I remember something over there that goes contrary.
Mino.
Yeah. He says like this. Yep, he says, yep, that's what he says. So the Rambam says that he says, he speaks about the Anshe Beis Avram and the Shasa Belibam Ha'ikr HaGadol HaZeh V'chiber Bo Sfarim V'odia LeYitzchak Beno. The Yosha of Yitzchak Melamed Umazir. The Yitzchak Hodia LeYakov Uminuhu LeLamed. The Yoshav Melamed Umachzik Kol Hanilvim Elov. Ram Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. The Yaakov Avinu Lamad Bonav Kulam. The Hivdil Levi Uminuhu Rosh. Voshivo b'yeshivo l'lame derech Hashem v'lishmor mitzvas Avraham v'tzivo es bonav shelo yafzik mibnei levi mamuna acha mamuna kidei shelo tishoch achalimut v'hoya dova holech u'mizgaber b'vnei Yaakov u'benilvim aleihem v'nasis bolam umo shiyodasis Hashem. It's interesting. I mean, you don't find it. The big question. I mean, it would seem from the Rambam, the way the Rambam, Levi was originally was slated. I mean, he took over the whole Derech Hashem was transmitted with the Rambam said we should mean it, right? Yeah, the Hivdil Levi Minu Rosh Voshiva be Yeshiva Lame to Derech Hashem the Lishma Mrs. Avram. It's an interesting thing. The brachas, you don't see it. Brachas, you see it in the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov Yoru Mishpatecha LeYisrael Yisimu Ketorah Vapecha V'chol Al Mizbechecha. So that's in Moshe Rabbeinu's brachas, but in Yaakov's brachas is a strange thing. Levi is just hidden, taken in there. Shimon V'Levi Achim Klei Chomos Mecheresayim and Besodim Al Tov V'Nafshi B'Kolam Al Techa Kvodi and Korach, and it's an Avur Rashi and Avur of Korach, Vigach Korach, Ben Yisrael, Ben Kos, Ben Levi. And on the contrary, the Shevet Levi is demeaned, I mean, in the Brachas. An interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. No, he received. Didn't add. Received. Yeah. So they received, yeah. No, he didn't add. No, the only ones that add were the others. So, Nesaken. I don't want the word add is not going to be Nesaken. Okay. But that's an interesting thing. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know an explanation for that. So what happened to Levi? The whole thing that Levi was the Yoshev Rosh, he was the guardian of the Derech Hashem, according to the Rambam, and it doesn't appear in the Brachas anything. Strange thing. But at any rate, yeah, the question is just to get so the Brachas. On the surface, when you study the brachas, like I said, you see two trends here. You see one trend, you definitely see the personal trend means the view of Yaakov Avinu insofar as his children, and Yosef emerges over there really with all the glory of all the bonim. But on the other hand, in terms of the future of the Shiftei Kah, he doesn't really, Yaakov Avinu, like I said, couldn't change much. I mean, that was fixed. I mean, it was fixed, yeah. But the brachas are working in two realms. What are the two realms? One realm is his Yaakov Vinu's personal knowledge of his children. That's one realm. But then there's a backdrop, which is the major realm, is the realm of the future of the Yuma, the future of the Yuma. The Yerusha, the real Yerusha that Yosef received was the Yerusha in terms of the future of the Pishnayim that Reuven should have gotten, so Yosef received the Pishnayim in terms of the Yuma. That was the real Yerusha. The real Yerusha was the future. It was not an ordinary kind of a Yerusha. It's totally different. I mean, this is just muchach from the Psukim, you see, that it's a completely different kind of a thing than unrelated completely to a father who finally sees the son that he loved and is giving out the brachas. There's nothing to do with that kind of a situation. But it's based on the future, the whole future of Kol Yisrael, basically. Kol Yisrael. Yeah. It's based on Kol Yisrael. Yeah. I mean, and that was really the whole life of the Avos. I mean, it's hard for us to perceive such a life, but that was their whole struggle, and that was their whole perfection. I mean, Chazal say on the pasuk Rachel Mavakal Bonel. So what does Chazal say? So Chazal say Derech Mashal over there. Rachel Mavakal Bonel. What does it mean? So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael because of the Maisa of Menashe, because he was Machnas of Avodah Zarah. So Rachel said to God that who has greater Rachmanis, your Rachmanis or Rachmanis of Bas Vadam? Heavy Omer must be your Rachmanis. So Rachel said, I was Machnas of Zarah into my house, Leah. And not only was I machnes, not only did I allow her, but I gave her over the simonim. And you can't allow your tzara, namely avodah zara, in your house, and you wanted to destroy all of Klal Yisrael because of that. So the Chazal said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Rachel, your taina is correct. Your taina is good. So of course, I mean, it's all derech mashal, because anyone that takes Chazal in a literal way, not only don't they not understand the Chazal, but it can lead to ideas that are basically result in kfir. I mean, I happen to know someone who is a very wonderful person, Shematar Mrs., but their idea from these Chazal is that if it weren't for Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd be destroyed. So who do we have to be thankful for? Moshe Rabbeinu. Rachel was the one that saved Christ. So she's the one that we owe are religious too. And the Chas V'Shalom, I mean, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, there's a Davish L'Shomo. But this is what happens when a person, when you don't understand the idea behind the Chazal, it can lead to an idea that's mamish kfir. But I mean, Chazal are all derech mashal. But I mean, what Chazal are saying basically with that taina is really that Rachel was saying that that she was machnis sorah l'toch beisa, meant to say like this, that the whole concern of the avos and the imahos were really for the future. That was their lives were lived in a way that, I mean, we can't contemplate such a kind of a life because we're interested in our own personal well-being. But their lives were completely different. They lived for the future. So Rachel said that she gave up her personal life. Why? Because of the future. So important is the future. So a taina was that the Avodah Zarah of Menashe, maybe they deserve kloya, based upon that psak din that would be given at that time. But Atayna Takarash Baruch Hu was, the future is important. So the future, the psak din cannot be made. Midas HaRachamim demands that the psak din cannot be made in terms of the present. In terms of the present, by Menashe, yeah, they deserve Misa, there's no question about it. But Rachel was saying that her whole life was not the present, the life was for the future. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take the Psak Din and Midas HaRachman must take into consideration the future. And the time of Menashe will pass, and that of Arizal will be gone, and Klal Yisrael will be able to survive in spite of it. That's that's really what the idea of the Chazal. But the Chazal, in mentioning this idea, I mean, it shows clearly that what the lives of the Avos and the Imos were. I mean, that's really the brachas. I mean, the brachas, you have to understand they were in a completely different dimension than we ourselves live in, and we're not on that level of tzitkis, so it becomes very difficult to understand to relate to these kind of a things, this kind of a Yerusha. What kind of a Yerusha was significant to them? That was the whole Yerusha. The whole Yerusha for Yosef was Menashe and Ephraim. This was what was significant to him. This was the bracha, and this was what made him happy. So So there were two realms over here. One realm was the personal, his personal yediyah of his children. That was one realm, and then there was the realm of the future of Klal Yisrael, the whole future of Klal Yisrael, the shifteka goy ukahal goyim yiyem imekel. Which means to say that the fabric of the nation was made up of these 13 entities. 13 entities. And these 13 entities comprised the whole Ummah. And that was really the essence of the significance of the brachas. But interesting is, so it means to say that Yaakov Avinu, In giving the when he gave the brachas, so the brachas were a combination of his own intelligence and knowledge, his own personal intelligence and knowledge, and also in terms of the future. So what is the answer? So what is the answer to the Rashbam's question? I mean, so before I get to the Rashbam's question, let me just say one thing. Like, for instance, by Reuven. Reuven b'choriata kochi v'reishis oni. Yeser se'eis v'yeser oz. Pachas kamayim, I mean, the whole criticism over there with the kioliso mishkevei avicho. Kioliso mishkevei avicho. I mean, that he did something, a treacherous, horrible deed. So, I mean, where is the bracha over there? What is it doing in the brachas? So you see right away, this is something different over here. What are they doing in the brachas? But basically, the combination resulted in an interesting thing. It resulted in the lives of those individuals of the Shiftei Ka, and what was the most significant deed which they did that affected the entire future. See? Wasn't the brachas can't be, that's why it says, Isha Sher Kivr Choso Berachosom. everyone received their bracha. I mean, it's a strange part. It's a sheki v'chasa bracha. It was a redundancy. If they have the bracha, sheki v'chasa bracha, so they have the bracha already. So then what do you need it for? Isha sheki b'chaso berach means literally there's no reason for a bracha because you have the bracha already. But the answer is a sheki b'chaso berach means according to their own nature and the deed that they did, the most salient aspect of their personality and their action in terms of the framework, that part was the knowledge, the personal knowledge of Yaakov Avinu. He knew his sons. But in against the backdrop of how it affects the future, so it came out that Reuven, the most significant aspect of Reuven's life in terms of affecting the whole future of Kol Yisroel was Pachas Kamayim Al Tosa Ki Oliso Mishkeve Yavicho Eschil Alta Yitzuliola. That was unfortunately, I mean, it was the most significant aspect of his personality and his action in terms of how he affected the future. An interesting thing, but there's positive and there's negative there. I mean, basically, he took away the bechora from him, but he didn't take away the shevet. So the shevet he had, So the bracha was in terms of translating his personal deed into the backdrop of the future of the shvatim, of the shiftei kar. That's basically what the brachas were, but. Well, now so how do we answer the question, the Rashbam's question? Rashbam's question is that this is Eina Mikra Yotzei Demidei Pshutov. And if you understand Pshuto Shel Mikra, so this is not Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the argument seems to be a very powerful argument. I mean, Don Yadinamo, Kachat Shiftei Yisrael, Yidan Nachashot, there's a Pshuto Shel Mikra here. What's the answer, really? What's the answer to that question? Yes?
Because the personality of Don was manifest to the person, to Simpson. So it's the personal knowledge.
Yeah, but it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. I mean, his argument is it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. You could say whatever you want to say. I mean, you just, you know, you can give answers, but that's not his argument. His argument is simply, anyone that says this pshat, lo yoda ba'omek Pshuto Shel Mikra klop. It's a powerful argument, especially against Rashi. Rashi always says, "Ain't I mikra?"
Rashi's quoting.
What?
It's a tanchuma.
It's a nunclus.
It's a what?
It's a tanchuma. It's in the Yalkut Shimoni.
What's that?
This thing. I mean, Rashi is not his own. You know.
No. Thank you for reminding me. I wanted to tell you, by the way, Rashi is not alone in this attack. Because he has very good company. You have Unkelis. Unkelis says, on Don Yodin Amo, Unkelis says, Mi deveis don yizbachar v'yikum gavro b'yomo yisprek ameyu v'shnoi yinuchun kachadosh eftai in Yisrael. Okay. So he's yei gavro di yizbachar v'yikum mi deveis don. Aim say tisrame alama maya. Umachosei Tiskef de Flishtoe, Kihive Churman Yisrael Archo, Ukifisna Yichmon Oshvila, Yikatel Gibore Mashirias Plishtoe, Peroshinim Regloin, Yakar Susvan Resichen, Yamager Ochvein Lacho. I mean, it's clearly the Nevuah of Shimshanagibor. It doesn't mention his name, but it's clear. And the same thing with Yonas and Benazil, and the same thing with the Ramban. And the same thing with the Ramban. So, I mean, it's one thing the Rashbam says that he criticizes his grandfather, he didn't know Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's not just his grandfather, it's his uncle, it's Tirgin Yonason, it's the Ramban. I didn't check the Ibn Ezra. Does the Ibn Ezra say? He doesn't say. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, it's all these mafarshim, I mean, so there has to be an answer here. And the question is a sound question. The question is a solid question. And the question is, where's Pshuto Shel Mikra? It's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is referring to mice that happened hundreds of years later in Sefer Shoftim. It's very hard to say it's Pshuto Shel Mikra. So what's the answer? What happened to Pshuto Shel Mikra? I mean, he's right. What happened? First thing we got to know is, what's Pshuto Shel Mikra? That's number one. Then we can say drushes. I mean, kipatish yifotzei tzoa. I mean, but the first thing is you got to know what the, what's the cell line? What's the main shot? Yeah.
Well,
there's one pasuk I think that gives the answer. What's the pasuk? There's one pasuk that gives the answer, and it's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Vayikra Yaakov el bono vayoma, he osfu vagido lachem eisa sheyikra eschem biachras hayom. Okay, that's pasuk. Open pasuk. What kind of a statement is that? I mean, what does it mean? I mean, he never really did it. Right? I mean, okay, so Bikesh, that's already a chazal. Bikesh Lagalas is a case, but what's Pshuto Shel Mikra? I mean, what is Pshuto Shel Mikra over here? What is the answer? Heyosfu vagida lochem eisa sheyikro eschem biachris hayomim. What does that mean? How do you translate that pasuk? The plain meaning of the pasuk. What does the pasuk mean? Pasuk means, this is simple. It means I'm about to be engaged in a mare hanavua. That's the translation. Heyosfu vagido lachem eisa sheyikro eschem ba'achres hayomim means that I'm telling you I am about to be engaged in a mare hanavua. That's what it means. Because no one can know the achres hayomim from his sechel, no matter how intelligent he is. It's an impossibility. So achres hayomim always means nevuah. That's what achres hayomim is. Okay, that's clear. So basically, what's the answer now to the Rashbam's question? The answer to the Rashbam's question is Pshuto Shel Mikra is correct. We always go by Pshuto Shel Mikra. But this Mikra is a different kind of a Mikra. This Mikra is a Mikra of Yaakov Avinu simply translating a Mare Hanavua. The words that came to his mouth when he was under the influence of the Mare Hanavua. You see? It's a different kind of a mikra. It's not an ordinary mikra. It's a mikra where Yaakov Avinu was simply saying that he's about to make certain statements, but the statements are not under his control. You see, the statements are not under his control. The statements will result from certain visions that will appear to him, and how he translates directly those visions. Okay, and Marianova, one of the mafarshim I believe says, I don't remember which mafarshim, he says that that Yaakov Avinu saw Don as a nachash. I mean, I'm mentioning it, you know. I don't remember. I really can't say, you know, that I investigated it, 100%. But whatever, I think one of them Mefarshim said that. But why am I mentioning it? I'm mentioning it because that Mefarsh was saying basically what the experience was, and when he saw Don as a Nachash, he said, Yehi Don Nachash Alei Derech, Shvifon Alei Orach. It means he was in the Mare Hanavua, and he was reciting, making certain statements that were a result of his being under the influence of the Mare Hanavua. You see, so this is a different kind of a mikra. That's really the answer to the Rashbam's question. It's a different kind of a mikra. That's why Unkelus, and that's why the Ramban, and that's why Rashi and Tigam Yonason, they all say over here that it's a reference to it's an expression. You see, and what was that? That was the second aspect of the brachas. I said the brachas really had two frameworks. The first framework was the personal yediyah that he had, his knowledge that he had about his own children, Reuven Bechora, Bechoriato, Kioliso Mishkevei Avicho, Oschilalta Yitzuriola, that was the personal knowledge that he had. But the Mare Hanavua was the backdrop of the whole future of Klal Yisrael. And under the influence of the Mare Hanavua, you see, he made these statements. You see, Yonason Ben Aziel, Yonasan Ben Azir says it. He says, for instance, over here, you see, there's one raya. There's a powerful raya to Rashi and the Unkelus and the Ramban against the Rashbam. The Rashbam is very nice the way he interprets, but there's one big problem with the Rashbam. What's the problem with the Rashbam? What's the problem in Don? There's one big problem with the way the Rashbam explains Don. There's one problem. What's the problem? Lishuascha Kavisi Hashem, right? What is it? Lishuascha Kavisi Hashem. What is the Lishuascha Kavisi Hashem? Well, it doesn't fit in. I mean, according to the Rashbam, everything's very nice. I mean, they were the end of Maasef L'chola Machanos, so they had to strategic position, so they had to engage in a certain specific kind of warfare. That's all very nice. But what's Lishuascha Kavisi Hashem? Yes, so always. Yehuda is in Melech. Who needs more? The Yeshua Hashem than the Melech Yisrael. I mean, that's before they went out to do battle, so they would consult with the Urim V'Tumim, the Vosh, Ella or Lo Ella. I mean, so was the what does the pasuk say? The Losar the Shalos Mishpat Urim Lefnei Losar Kanyama the Shalos Mishpat Urim Mishpat Tumim Lefnei Hashem. So the, no one needs Yeshua and Yeshua's like Visi Hashem more than the Melech Yisrael, right? So what's Yeshua's like Visi Hashem doing by Don? You see, so that's why Tirgum Unkelus says, Amar Yaakov, Yonis Menazil, Amar Yaakov, Kad Chomo Yas Gidon Bar Yoash, V'Yas Shimshon Bar Manoach, the Kaimin Lefrokin, that they were the ones that were Porek, the redeemed Klal Yisrael. So he said, Lo lefokone de Gidon an amaske. I'm not looking forward to the redemption of Gidon. Lo lefokone de Shimshon an amorek. The forkanon porkan de Shem shows you really the nature of the state of mind that Yaakov Avinu was in when he gave the brachas. It was a different kind of a state. When he was under the influence of the nevuah, he said different things in different kinds of expression. The brachas were really the expressions of Yaakov Avinu that resulted from two things: his knowledge of his children, the intellectual, the chachma that he had, and the perception and the in-depth understanding that he had of the knowledge. And then that was the personal, but then there's the backdrop of the entire Ummah, the how everything that the Shiftei Kor did affected ultimately the Ummah. And that element was that was from the Achras Hayamim, that was from the Marian of Or. And you see the statements that he made were statements that resulted from the machazeh, from the chizoyon that he had under the influence of the Marian of Or. That's why it says when he saw that really is not that really that pasuk is not really a part of the bracha. The bracha was he done nachashali derech, and the bracha was the Marian of Or. What Unkelus says and what the Ramban says and what Rashi says is that the Mare HaNavuah was the Mare HaNavuah of Shimshon HaGibor. That's what it means. He done Nochash HaLeirach. It was at that moment, when it came to Don, the Mare HaNavuah came to him from the events that would happen hundreds of years later, the Maisa with Shimshon HaGibor, was he saw with the Mare HaNavuah. And these psukim were nothing more, you see, than taking that Mare HaNavuah and Yaakov Avinu giving it verbal expression. And that's why after that, when he saw the Yeshua, and he saw, as I mentioned last week, that's why the Das Kenin Balei Tesis say beautifully, Lishuascha Kivisa Hashem, same idea. Kivan Shira Yaakov Avinu Gvuras Shimshon, Amar, Afopi Shezeh Gibor Notzeach, Ein Nochon Lesal Begvuraso. The Chaymatzinu Beshoshin Es Halel, Omar, Belchiach Amor, Kesi Elefish, Miyad Vayitzma Ma'od, Achehod of Omar, Hashem, Atan Asati Biyad Vadecha Sachu Agdol Azos, and now I'm going to die from thirst. Shehodo she'in agvur rak mishtamim rak. I don't know if that word is a mistake. I don't know what that word is. Rak me Hashem levada. V'hodo u'dechsiv yidon nochash alei derech v'afilu agvur v'nitzuch l'kadosh baruch hu. Dechsiv mishu ascha kivisi ad Hashem. So it means to say that when he saw that, he saw a danger. He saw a danger. He saw a danger of man becoming entrapped with the glory and the power of a human being. So when he saw that, he said, "Lishuascha kavisi ad Hashem." That is not the Yeshua that a person should look for. You see. So you see, the brachos really, the brachos were complex. I mean, they had different elements in it. This is not a part of the bracha. This is a different element. It's when the chizoyon of Shimshon came to him, he immediately corrected the scene. He corrected the scene was one of a very powerful human being that can enrapture everybody and simply make people feel that the gibor is the human being, the individual. And the Nevuah was really true, because what do the people that are not religious say? What do they say? They say, "Hein b'chol dar yakam agibar goel ha'am." I mean, that's the Nevuah. That was the Nevuah. The Nevuah was that he saw this is the danger. When he saw yidon nochash alei derech, he saw that there's going to be Klal Yisrael. There's going to be a part of Klal Yisrael that's going to say, that's going to fall into that trap, and they're going to say, "Hein b'chol dor yakum agibor goel ha'am," and that's why he said, "Mishu ascha kavisi ad Hashem." That unless they overcome that, unless they recognize that, so then they will not be able to continue to exist. So the brachos really were on. There were three elements to the brachos. One was his personal knowledge. Then you have the backdrop of the framework of Klal Yisrael, which he received through the chizyonos of the Nevuah, and then there was another element of the Birkas Yaakov, and that was the instructive element, Lishuascha Kivisi Ad Hashem, that he added an instructive element, that here is a danger, here lies a danger, and the only way it was a Nevuah though also. Lishuascha Kivisi Ad Hashem was a part of Nevuah, which means that danger will exist in the future. Ein b'chol dor yakam agibor goel ha'am is a terrible, terrible thing, terrible statement, terrible thing to say. That's going to result also from the nation. The nation is going to be so prominent and powerful that's going to happen. But ultimately, Lishuascha Kivisi Ad Hashem. That really was. That was the bracha. So the bracha was on three levels, really: the personal, the future, the backdrop of the future in terms of the whole how the nation is going to be established, and then the instructive element. Literally, that's what it means. It means to say that he saw the Marian Nevuah, he saw the danger, and Lishuascha Kivisi Ad Hashem was also through Ruach HaKodesh. The statement is no different than any other part of the brachos too. Mishuascha Kivisi Ad Hashem, it's part of Ruach HaKodesh. So it means the Ruach HaKodesh is saying that the Jews will ultimately overcome that fault as well. That danger, they'll fall into the danger, but Mishuascha Kivisi Ad Hashem, ultimately they'll be able to have enough strength to overcome that dangerous pitfall. Yeah.
Why is it so difficult according to the Ramban? Because this Ramban would say, since the Shevet Gad was strong soldiers, they were always in the back.
I just said that. If that's the case, it's just because they're the Ma'asef HaMachanos, Mishuascha Kivisi Hashem should have been by Yehuda. Yehuda's the Melech that goes out to Muhammad, that's where it should be. Not over here. I mean, the Ma'asef is good, they have a strategic position. But they're the only ones that need Yeshua's Hashem. I mean, really, Yeshua's Hashem is Yehuda. The Malchus, the Melech is Yatzal Muhammad. That's the main thing. It's not the specific camps. I mean, in a war, you have different, you know, different components, different legions, different troops. Each one has to do what they're cut out to do. But the ultimate victory is the whole battle, not one camp. Yeshua's Hashem is a difficulty. According to Rashbam, It's a clear-cut raya to the interpretation of Rashi and Onkelos and Tirgenius and Benazil and the Ramban as well. And that's the that's basically it. So the answer to this question, that's the one. This question was, how is it possible? What happened to Eina Mikra Yetzin Lepshuto? The answer is, this is not an ordinary mikra. This is not. These are phrases and statements that Yaakov Avinu made under the influence of the Nevuah of the Achras Hayamim, and what he saw is what they're saying. He saw that Mari and Nevuah, and this was his response to the Mari and Nevuah. And the Mefarshim are telling you what he saw. That's basically what they're doing. They're telling you what the end, and his question of how is this possible to talk about an individual that fell into the hands of the Pushtim. That wasn't the important thing. The fact that he fell into the hands of the Pushtim was unfortunate, and it's because he didn't exercise his Bechira properly, and in spite of all his abilities and all his capabilities and everything that he had, he still fell into the hands of the Pushtim. But it's interesting. Yishu Oscha Kivisi Areshem really was also was something that occurred to him himself as well. As I think Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that Lishuasra Kvisir Hashem Nisnabe Shi Yinakru Plishna Sain of the Sofa Loma Zachrin of Raskeni Nachapam. So that was really he himself, in spite of all his Gevura, which it wasn't his own Gevura anyways, he never considered his own Gevura because he was a Tzadik Gomer, he was like the Rambam says. He was a Shimshon Agibah Mashiach Yisrael, is one of the Shoftim, was a Gadol Hador and a Tzadik Gomer. But other people looked at it as his Gevura. And that's why really it was that way. It was that way. That ultimately you can't look at Shimshon HaGibor. I mean, people can do it. I mean, they have done it. And the world at large does do that. And you see, the world at large always sees the glory and the power of his early youth, you see. But the truth of the matter is the facts point clearly to the Shuas Lekvisir Hashem, like Rashi says, because ultimately he was the only one that fell into the hands of the Plishtim. But nevertheless, it's interesting. According to Tigman Anderson Ben Azil, the Shuas Lekvisir Hashem is not a reference to his downfall, but it's a reference to the, and the Balatasis say the same thing. It's a reference to the danger of being entrapped by the glory of his personal power. You see? That's the Lishuas Lekvisi Hashem. And basically, in terms of the future of the Ummah, that's really the prediction. That they will fall into that trap, but ultimately, Lishuas Lekvisi Hashem. Yeah?
One of the things I noticed
Well, when he broke up the Shvatim, what do you mean?
Yeah.
No, that was different. That was really his. That was the Nachala. That was Hilchas Nachlas. That's when he established the two Shvatim. He gave him the Pishnayim of the Bechor. But the Brachas is something different. Yeah.
Can I read?
Yeah.
Regarding these two elements of the Bracha.
Yeah.
Is that to say that these future events are partially due to the character of the Bnei Yaakov?
Oh, no question about it. I hope I made that clear. That's clear. Maybe I didn't stress that enough, but that is clearly the case. And that's why I said that. That's why those elements, which elements were singled out, why is Reuven is negative, Shimon Levi is negative, because those were the elements that because of the way they lived had the greatest effect against the backdrop of the future. You see, that was the greatest effect. What was the greatest effect that happened to Reuven? What was the greatest thing in terms of the future? He lost the Bechorah. He lost the Shevet. He could have had Pishnayim. And that was the most significant thing in terms of the Ummah. That's why I said it's two realms. One realm was his personal knowledge, and then there was the backdrop of the Mari and Nevuah, and how their personal, the most significant event that had an effect on the future. That's the most significant event in terms of the Shvatim. You wouldn't have had Menashe and Ephraim. You would have had Reuven and another, and you would have got Pishnayim. You would have had two Shvatim. Yeah.
Now,
Mary? Yeah.
Now, we're asking, let's say, with Shimshon. The fact that Shimshon came from Dan, is
that stems from a, partially from a trait that Don transmitted to the Shaven in general?
You know that. Know that about it, yeah. That would seem, to be correct, yeah. Even though he doesn't say what the trait was, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. That's right. Unkla says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, Unkla's over here goes away from Pshuto Shel Mikra. There's no one that's more Pshuto Shel Mikra than Unkla's. I mean, that's the minimum shear of Tarsha Baal Peh. That's why Shnayim Mikra Recha Tirgum. And over here you see, if you don't read that Tirgum, you're not Yetzir Shnayim Mikra Recha Tirgum. Yeah. The recipients, you mean the Bnei Yaakov?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they understood it. There's no question. They definitely understood.
So what's recorded is just the Maran Avot.
What's recorded is the phrases that what he said based upon his Chachma, his Yediyah, and the backdrop of the Maran Avot, and even his reaction to the Maran Avot itself, which itself is a different level. Which itself, it was Ruach HaKodesh, and was also prophetic, predictive. You see?
I don't know,
yeah.
So that's why
Marndu
was taken away from
the Shemitah. No, that's a Chazal, I'm Pshuta Shemitah. I'm sticking with the Rashbam's approach. Pshuta Shemitah. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
Sounds like a Rosh Hashiva needs a little clay chamas mecherazaya. That's lazy.
I don't get that. I think you're in a different type of a chizayin over there.
You said klei chamas mecherazaya, made me know Rosh Hashiva.
All right, I mean Goshim of Levi. Chalkin be Yaakov, Afitzim be Yisrael. You mean?
That you're saying it's an important character trait.
Oh, you mean the anger?
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta be a tough guy.
You gotta be a tough guy. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. But it says what's his name, Pachas Kamayim and Or Apam Kiyaz. On the surface, the same thing. The person gets angry and he does something. And the same thing, Reuven. He was too quick. Pachas Kamayim Al Tosa Kielisa Mishkevei Avicha. What does it mean really, Kielisa Mishkevei Avicha? What it means like this: it means you did something. What was his flaw? It wasn't that he was doing something which was inherently evil, because he was really protecting his mother. So, but it means Pachas Kamayim was the chait of Pachas Kamayim was to operate on Mishkal Rishon. That was the chait. He functioned on Mishkal Rishon. The first thing he saw the covet of his mother, he moved. If he would have stopped and thought, that's Mishkal Rishon, that's okay, first step, that's good. A person has to judge everything, piecemeal. So the first thought occurs, it's a good thought. But then you have to look at the second, Mishkal Sheni, Mishkal Shlishi, and ultimately come to a decision. But his chait was that he operated on Mishkal Rishon. Even though it was good. Mishkal Rishon was good, but you don't operate on Mishkal Rishon. That's Pachas Kamayim Al Tosa. And what was the, and how does that differ from Or Apam Ki Oz? See, Or Apam Ki Oz is not Mishkal Rishon. It's not like a person gets angry and just does something. That's Tama Shaita, you know. And we're talking about Shiftei Kah. Or Apam Kiyos means even on Mishkal Sheni they would have done it. And Mishkal Shlishi, it means that the anger was a midah. Yeah. It was not a stupid kind of anger like an average person. It was very planned. I mean, it was very planned. Days they planned it out, and they had the persistence and the control to execute the plan exactly in the right way. This was not Mishkal Rishon. This was very thought out and very methodical. Only a person has total control to do what they did. But it was the anger was not could not be abated. It was the and that Mido was a primary element in their process, in their decision. Two different types of things, not the same thing. Two different types of things. Okay.
Because Kamayim is a very beautiful
mashup,
because it takes shape or whatever folds it.
Yeah.
So it means your decision was shaped by external circumstances. If you really didn't give it enough time.
If you would have thought again, you wouldn't have done that.
Right.
If you would have thought a second time, you would have thought, what about the cover of my father? This is my area to go to get involved in this? This is good time, but is this what I should be doing? I mean, even if I'm right, is this, 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 is the Mishkel Sheni should have corrected the action. Yeah, the idea was good, but it was based upon a one-dimensional kind of decision. One-dimensional decision. That was the chait of Reuven. One-dimensional decision. Okay, stop it.